Short story number 53, Daniel the Overcomer, by Larry Vardaman. Daniel was tired, but he took another step toward the top of the mountain. If there was one characteristic he was known for, it was fortitude. Daniel could always be counted on to just keep moving on. He didn't know where this drive came from, he just had it. Right now, for example, he and his dad were climbing Cowles Mountain, a local peak in San Diego County that hikers and runners use to stay in shape or tone up their muscles for bigger challenges. Daniel's dad had suggested earlier in the week that they hike the mountain together today. He hadn't indicated any particular reason, but seemed unusually intent on the climb this Saturday morning. He and his dad had hiked together occasionally before, but not up Cowles Mountain or this early in the day. They had taken short hikes into the San Diego River Gorge a couple miles from their house and down the Noble Canyon Trail near Julian, California, about 30 miles east of San Diego, not far from the Mexican border near Tecate. But this morning his dad was quiet and seemed to be concentrating hard on reaching the top of the mountain. As they approached the summit, the sun broke through a layer in the clouds and bathed the eastern side of the mountain in a light. It was comfortable now, but would get hotter later in the day. In Southern California, when the clouds are thin enough for the sun to break through at 8 in the morning, it means the day will warm rapidly. It's a good thing they got an early start. Daniel and his dad found a couple of rocky outcrops facing northeastwards and sat looking toward the low mountains near Julian, the highest elevation of San Diego County. "It's pretty up here this time of the day," Dad said. "Can you smell the sage? It's humid enough from the dew early this morning that you can get a slight aroma." "Yeah, I do," Daniel replied. They sat there a while, contemplating the view of Santee below them and the early morning traffic winding its way westward up the hill on Mission Gorge Boulevard. It was Saturday, so the traffic was light. After a few minutes of silence, Daniel said, "Did you want to talk about something this morning? Why'd we have to come all the way up here? Couldn't we have done it back home?" Dad said, "Yeah, we could have, but I thought maybe we could gain more perspective from up here. I wanted to explain a little about the learning disability you have and why it won't prevent you from succeeding in everything you may want to do in life." Daniel didn't reply. He didn't really want to talk about it. He had been having a very difficult time in school for the past couple of years. He couldn't seem to get the trick to reading and writing. His teachers had been marking him down on writing assignments in particular. He couldn't spell, and he was constantly turning his words around. It was very difficult expressing himself, but it was so hard trying to organize his thoughts. Daniel was about to start seventh grade, and he had recently been evaluated as reading at the fourth grade level. Multiple doctors and teachers had assessed his word skills and declared he had a severe case of dyslexia, a cognitive disorder that caused him to reverse the letters in a word and words in a sentence. He had seen numerous doctors who had prescribed eye exercises to help him overcome the problem. None of the exercises seemed to help much. He had continued to become more and more frustrated, particularly at the classwork, as it became more challenging. One school psychologist even said he would be fortunate if he'd ever be able to read a newspaper, and would probably not be able to go on to college. Only one activity seemed to produce any improvement at all: playing Pac-Man. Daniel owned a personal yellow electronic version of the game and played it continually. His dad and mom could hear him playing the game at night. An eerie yellow glow and a ticking sound would emanate from beneath his bed covers at all hours of the night. The hand-eye coordination of moving the little red blips in the game to avoid being eaten by Pac-Man seemed to help unscramble the wiring in his head. And he enjoyed the game. But something more was needed to deal with the loss of progress and confidence over the past few years. As the sun warmed their faces and arms, Dad began to speak. Daniel, I need to explain to you why it's been so difficult for you in school, why it's been so hard for you to learn to read and write. You have dyslexia, a learning disability. Your brain is wired in such a way that the left side of your brain seems to be fighting with your right side. This is the reason it's so hard for you to spell and put words together in sentences. Some of the doctors we've taken you to say that you'll be unable to read properly. Others say you may grow out of it and eventually have an easier time reading when you're older. I think if we can get some additional help for you in school, and you continue to play Pac-Man a lot, we might be able to help you become successful. You aren't dumb, you just have a temporary problem with your brain that we'll be able to fix. Did you know that Albert Einstein had the same problem as you? And he was considered to be one of the smartest men who ever lived. That's right. He also had trouble reading when he was young. But later, as he matured, he was able to begin reading better and became an important scientist. When he was young, people thought he was dumb, but they were wrong. Later, he developed the theory of relativity and helped develop a whole new idea of the universe. You're like him. You aren't dumb. You just need to wait for your brain to grow up. Daniel didn't say anything. He just listened and thought deeply about what his dad was saying. He thought to himself, maybe that's why it's been so hard to put words together. It sure would be nice to not have to work so hard at school. And if playing Pac-Man helps, that's great. I'll just play the game even more. Besides, it's fun. I like it. Dad continued, your mother and I have decided we're going to pay extra tuition at Christian Junior High School for you to receive special tutoring for your dyslexia. We've arranged for Mrs. Finch to tutor you one extra period each day by yourself for the next 2 years. You're about 3 grade levels behind where you should be. If she's going to help you catch up, do you think you can work a little extra to fix your problem? Yeah, I guess so, Daniel replied. That morning on the top of Cal's Mountain was the start of an entirely new phase of Daniel's life. He had been failing in school, and no one could figure out why. He was also becoming discouraged. But after the conversation that morning, he developed a new outlook on life. He wasn't dumb. His brain was just wired differently than others, and he could make adjustments to it over time. And now he had a plan. As Daniel adjusted to his dyslexia, he realized that it gave him the ability to solve problems differently than others. This was both an advantage and a disadvantage. He described it to people by asking them to suggest a math formula that would equal 4. Most people would say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Someone with his type of brain would come up with something like 5 minus 1 equals 4. Basically, his brain is wired to think outside the box. That's why people with his type of brain typically become entrepreneurs. Actually, Daniel was so convinced that he was going to be successful that after the morning on the mountain, he started telling people he was as smart as Einstein. He said later that the reason he told people this was to cover up the pain, trying to understand why adults believe he'd never be able to learn to read or write. Every time he would misspell a word or hear that his grammar wasn't right, the feeling of inadequacy would take him back to that mountaintop meeting with his dad. While his dad's intent was to challenge him, it destroyed his confidence and does so even today as an adult if his dad simply offers a suggestion. After 2 years of special tutoring, a renewed outlook on life, and additional growth and development, Daniel raised his reading and writing skills so that he began high school at grade level. He was no Albert Einstein, but he had a fully enjoyable and successful high school experience. He even excelled in track and field, setting the school pole vaulting record. Daniel continued to overcome his limitations by graduating from Christian Heritage College, which, with one of his grade school counselors said, would never happen, and became an officer in the U.S. Navy. He continued his education by earning a master's degree from the Navy Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, and he expects to complete his promotion to commander in August of 2018. and he may continue on to flag rank in the future. Daniel confessed that the trip up Cal's Mountain was a bittersweet story that cast a long shadow over his life. He said that the determination and perseverance didn't actually start on the mountain, but in junior high with Mrs. Finch teaching him how to learn. Getting to study under her was the greatest gift he could have received to restructure and focus his education. His battle with dyslexia was a long, hard road. Although it may still have some twists and turns, he made significant success and is confident and able to face them. If you haven't guessed by now, Daniel is my son, and God has been good to him. He's an overcomer. He's a great husband, father, and protector of his country. And he's an accomplished organizer, planner, researcher, speaker, and author, all because he trusted God and chose to believe his personal challenge would be solved in time.